the trip.
This disaster is affecting a lot of people.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, officials from BP, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the federal government are trying to stop thousands of gallons of oil from gushing freely into the Gulf of Mexico. All the while, the Obama administration keeps contending the global energy company will pay for the damage. Meanwhile, people affected by the environmental disaster, those who live and make a living along the Gulf Coast, are training to help in the cleanup. Reporter Kate Archer Kent is with us from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
What are they being trained for?
They're being trained in a basic safety training course. It's mainly geared toward volunteers who are picking up litter on the beaches.
And this is akin to sort of like sweeping before mopping the kitchen floor, right?
Yeah, they want to make sure that when this oil does wash ashore, it doesn't create more hazardous material. And that's why they put these volunteers to work in a pre-cleanup on these beaches.
And how many people are we talking about, Kate?
Well, BP told me Gulf-wide they have 1,000 people trained so far and that they're not turning anyone away. Here in Hancock County, Mississippi, they had about 80 people show up yesterday, and this training will go on all week.
Does anyone know where this slick is going to wind up?
No. BP is watching the weather just like everyone is, trying to figure out where it will wash ashore. They just don't know. But they want to have people trained and in place wherever it does wash ashore.
Reporter Kate Archer Kent is with us from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Kate, thanks.
You're welcome.
Weeks after Iceland's volcano sent plumes of ash and smoke over northern Europe, there are still travel delays in spots, but not near the problem it once was. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
All flights in and out of Ireland were grounded this morning, but the airlines are relieved the rest of Europe was unaffected. Last month, a similar cloud of volcanic ash shut down much of the sky over northern Europe for a week. The travel industry lost an estimated $3 billion. Now the authorities have followed a different procedure. David Henderson of the Association of European Airlines.
Today, there isn't so much difference in the cloud and where it is, but the closures so far have been much more restrained. It's certainly more proportionate to the risks involved, that's for sure.
The authorities have only banned flights through airspace with the most ash, but the airline industry is nervous about another Icelandic volcano. It's huge and is expected to erupt within the next few years. When it does, Icelanders say, it'll make the latest eruptions seem like mere fireworks. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, European shares are trading lower by more than 1% right now. Markets in Asia ended the day down as well. Investors were worried about the Chinese government keeping a firm grip on the housing market there and the economy. Some nice gains yesterday on Wall Street, though. The Dow added 143 points to close at 11,151. Big pharmaceutical company Pfizer said today profits shot up for the first 3 months of the year. The drug maker says its purchase of rival Wyeth late last year helped. Drug store CVS Caremark also reported a bigger-than-expected rise in quarterly profit. It credits better-selling generic drugs.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By Citrix, offering GoTo Meeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at gotomeeting.com/market. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
A new law in Washington, D.C. requires food and grocery shoppers to pay for their bags. It's the only major city in the country with a mandatory fee. Now, the city says bag use is down dramatically because of it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
In Washington, it's no longer paper or plastic. It's, do you want to pay for a bag? Food stores have to charge 5 cents for any bag. The money goes toward fishing plastic bags from Washington's clogged Anacostia River. Washington lawyer Ken Jacob never pays for a bag, even if that means a delicate balancing act.
I haven't done it myself, although it's only a matter of time, but I've seen people drop their sodas and in opening doors and stuff like that.
I've done some balancing myself. I like to buy a cup of soup to bring back to the office. I never, ever pay for a bag. Part of it is I'm cheap, but I also want to do my bit for the environment. Whatever the reason, shoppers at food stores here only used about 3 million bags in January. That's down from about 22 million a year ago. Marcia Levi is co-owner of Chocolate Moose, a Washington gift shop.
I would say 80% of my customers are now declining to purchase a bag for 5 cents.
At first, Levi didn't think the bag law applied to her. She only sells chocolate on the side. A lot of other merchants were confused. Pleasure Place sells edible body frosting. Did it have to charge the 5 cent bag fee? Yep. D.C. Councilmember Tommy Wells says expanding the law could clear up confusion.
To go ahead and just say it covers everybody that uses disposable bags, that may be the solution.
So all Washington stores would charge 5 cents a bag, no matter what they sold.
Do you need a bag?
No, actually, I have a bag. Thank you.
Back at Chocolate Moose, Nancy Wilkinson is buying some cards. She brought her own reusable bag, but she says that bag won't always do.
If you're buying a dress at Talbot's or something, I mean, with the chance of you having an appropriate bag to bring it home for something you paid $150 for is probably not reasonable.
But paying to bag that dress might become reality, and not just in Washington. The Maryland legislature has considered its own 5 cent bag tax. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, the airlines have made a science out of charging for bits and pieces of your trip. A fee for checked bags, pillows and blankets, perhaps. Now a new study says some hotels will likely collect more fees and surcharges this year for obvious things such as internet access and room service, and for new things, too. A fee to store your luggage, even a charge to check out early. The study's author says you can avoid a lot of fees by joining a hotel reward program. Or maybe you can just stay with the in-laws. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.